Well, hello, and thanks again for your interest in the Fountain of Life. We are glad to call. Brother Jeff and I have some thoughts on thankfulness today and giving and sharing and receiving. You know, we should be a thankful people. We should be glad. We should be content. The scripture says that being godly and content is great gain. It says godliness with contentment is great gain. And many people have great gain, but not many people are godly. And so it's a hard thing to be both. So the Bible says that if we would learn to be content, trusting God, living by faith, then we would have great gain. Everybody wants to make more money. Everybody wants more stuff. But, oh, God would give the hungry soul a liberal bucket full of contentment and grace. He could just learn to be happy there. Well, let's look at some good verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And this was Paul ministering to the saints, and he had needs, and they helped meet his needs, and he gave them instruction about giving and receiving, and he blessed them, and he wanted to remind them of the blessings of being liberal, being a cheerful giver, being somebody that saw a need and met it. You know, we shouldn't be stubborn when it comes to giving. We should be always ready to open our wallet to help those in need. And we need to be discerning too, no doubt. But it would be better to be liberal in giving and to do it in love than to be this great man of discernment and think you have to weigh everything in the greatest balance. I think God would honor those that are liberal and giving and sharing and caring. So let's look at these verses. I'm going to look at verse 6 beginning. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. If this is not true of any believer, he is coming short of the gospel provision. Such grace is measured out according to the sowing. This is the law, and there is no exception to this rule. And this is the cause of failure to reap. And it's further proved in the scripture. And it says, if we sow seed, we shall reap a harvest. And whatever kind of seed you plant, you're going to reap what you sow. And it's not always in this life. Don't let the prosperity gospel people lie to you. You can sow and give, and you may not inherit your blessing till the next life. And that's okay. The key is, we did it all for Jesus, because he did so much for us. Because as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Bible says, if you lend to the poor, you will lend to the Lord. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministered bread for you, for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything and all bountifulness, which calls it through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God under the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you. So look at different ways you can give here. We can give to the poor. We can sow righteousness, and that's giving glory to God. We can give money to the works of God, the ministries of God all over the planet that are going on. We can give our time, we can give our talents, we can give our cars, our houses, all the things we have, we can share them and use them to the glory of God. But I think the greatest thing that we have to give, that we so rarely give in the abundance that we could give, is prayer. We all want God to meet our needs and answer our prayers, but I'm telling you, if you'd start praying for others, you would open up a channel, a live wire of God's power that you've not known. Pray for others. Guess what? Others would pray for you. Pray for others. And as you pray for them, watch your every need be met with power, and amazing, amazing things would happen in your life. Yes, it would. It's amazing what would happen if we would unleash the power of liberal prayer, that we would pray in abundance. We would pray in faith. And then he concludes this chapter in verse 15, and he just blurts out something here. I can just see him putting his pen down and just screaming this last phrase. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Because all this giving and sharing and receiving is because of what Jesus did. We do it all for Jesus because he did so much for us. Amen? So, let's say that verse again in conclusion. Verse 15, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The Lord bless your day, and may the thanksgiving of God be in your heart. Have a wonderful day.